This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get 2. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse. Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What, look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off. 5. We're doing a countdown tonight. The 5 biggest media hoaxes of the past 4 or 5 years. You're going to want to hang on for this one. Plus, Mark Meadows. All that's coming up next on I'm Right. Fake news. How many times have you heard the words fake news? Well, I mean, a lot. Because the former president, President Trump, used them all the time, right? It was all over his Twitter account every other day. Fake news, this is fake news. Which is hilarious because originally this was a term that the system came up with to use as a weapon against the right. But here's the problem we have right now in America. This is the problem. I'm not worried about you being informed. If you seek out my show on the first, and we're glad you do, but if you seek out my show on the first, tells me everything I need to know. You're somebody interested in politics. You're someone almost undoubtedly who's going to hear a news story, be a little skeptical about what you just heard, and probably dig into it a little bit. Now, and clearly, since you watch me, you're one of the really smartest people on earth, but in all seriousness, you're someone who's curious, skeptical. So I'm not worried about you. But here's the problem, and we talked about this a lot leading up to the election. You and I don't decide elections. We want to, and don't get me wrong, we should. I mean, the most informed people should decide the elections, right? That's not how it works. The person sitting at home doesn't really care about politics, maybe a little. Wife, 2.5 kids, car, mortgage payment. Gets home from his job, dinner, little family time, glass of bourbon. Let's see what's on the news for 10 minutes. That's the person that's costing us. And here's the reason. It's not because of him or her. It's because of fake news. It's because the system is so committed now to pushing one and only one ideology that unless you're skeptical and purposeful with where you get your news and how you dig into your news stories, you don't have a chance to know the truth. A chance. I want you to think about this. We're about to go down a list of 5. And I could have done 25, but the show's only an hour. We're about to go down a list of 5 of the biggest media hoaxes. And as I go down this list, I'm just going to spend a couple minutes on each of them. I want you to remember how huge each and every one of these stories was at the time it happened. And how much the media insisted you agree with their narrative. If you even ventured onto social media and said something opposite of what the media was selling you, you would get destroyed by everybody, possibly banned on social media. And every single one of these stories, it turns out the system lied through their teeth about it. Think about that. Let's start with number 5, January 6th. What did the system tell you on January 6th? Oh, you remember, right? Internet videos all over the place. I'm getting texts from family members. I still remember them on this day. They stormed the Capitol. What's happening? And what were the words? What were the words the media used time and time and time again? Insurrection, coup, 5 people murdered. You remember this, right? And look, obviously you can roll your eyes at these kind of words now because as more facts come out, the more ridiculous it all seems. But I want you to remember. What was it like on that day? Because I remember. And you know what I remember? I remember over 90% of the right. Set aside the system. Set aside the left. I remember over 90% of the right insisting that this was the darkest day in American history. This was an insurrection. This was a violent coup. The people have been murdered. And that's the problem. All of it turned out to be crap. It all turned out to be crap. Here, by the way, just to refresh your memory, just so you don't have to remember all of it, here's what all the commentators were saying on that day.
I've read that you don't believe this was a spontaneous riot that just sort of ran amok. You think that, what, they had inside help?
I do believe there was some inside assistance.
Yes. Somebody on the inside of those buildings were complicit in this.
There was no doubt in my mind that there were people inside the Capitol, inside law enforcement, perhaps even other members of the other side that may have been involved in this.
There was a sense that something was wrong. And obviously with the violence, but there was a sense that something was wrong from the inside.
And so I do think we owe it to the American people to understand, you know, whether members of our own houses were working with these protesters.
Not only an insurrection and a coup, it was an inside job. Did you hear? It was an inside job. Other members of Congress, even the cops were in on it too. They all collaborated on this gigantic coup to overturn an election and bring down the government. It just turned out to be a bunch of people who wandered onto the House floor. The videos we're looking at now, looks like half of them thought they were welcome there. And of course, there were some idiots, but And remember, Officer Sicknick, you know, the media will take any opportunity it can to trash cops. We'll get to that in a moment. But remember, it seems like it was, oh, just yesterday, every single cop was a white supremacist, racist scumbag out there hunting down black men for the color of their skin. Defund the police. Right up until the point they thought they could blame the death of an officer on Republicans, and then he became a lion, a saint. Well, we were told over and over and over again that Sicknick was killed by the Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol in an insurrection. I mean, that's what we were told.
Officer Brian Sicknick, he died from injuries after being struck in the head by a fire extinguisher during the storming of the Capitol.
Officer Sicknick, who was, killed, murdered there by the mob.
The murder of Officer Brian Sicknick by Trump supporters.
These Republicans, they really don't care what the facts are. They don't care about the cop killers. Cop killers. Cop killers. Cop killers. Trump. Cop killers. Cop killers. Trump. Cop killers. Cop killers. Cop killers. Trump cop killers.
Man, didn't you hear? Officer Sicknick was murdered by those Trump supporters. According to everybody. Except for, oh, the medical examiner. Yeah, that guy says it was natural causes. And died of natural causes the next day, by the way, not January 6th. Now, this was not some celebration of January 6th, clearly not our final hour, but let's stop lying about this. One person was shot and killed that day, and she was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer whose name has still not been released to the public. Let's move on. I haven't forgotten, nor have I forgiven, what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. And this is not some defense of Brett Kavanaugh and his performance since he got to the Supreme Court. But don't you remember? Don't you remember? Brett Kavanaugh, he appeared to be honestly so clean and frankly nerdy, it was alarming. I mean, what kind of a dork keeps his high school schedule on? So he kept his high school schedule on one of those desk calendars? He appears to be just a big nerd. I mean, as clean as the day is long. And then we start getting whispers about assault and Christine Blasey Ford says he assaulted her and whatnot. And then the system decided Brett Kavanaugh was an alcoholic gang rapist.
I believe Professor Ford. I think she's credible. And I think when the investigation is finished and when she testifies and Judge Kavanaugh testifies, I think a majority of senators will find her credible.
She told her husband, this is the trauma she's been dealing with her whole life. She doesn't want to be in a bedroom that doesn't have two doors.
And it's going to be about listening to what each party has to say, but I believe her.
Do you believe her story?
Well, I can tell you, it really does have a ring of truth to it.
A ring of truth. Haven't you heard? That's all that's necessary. Someone comes forward. Of course, in Christine Blasey Ford's case, she didn't remember anything. Who was there, how she got there, how she left the house, didn't remember anything, except she was sure it was Brett Kavanaugh. But look, it had a ring of truth, right? And it went well beyond just the politicians you saw there. Media outlet after media outlet, TV, print, online, you name it. They decided that this nerd was an alcoholic gang rapist. And destroyed his reputation nationally. They're half this country to this day. You bring up Brett Kavanaugh, that's what they think about it. Of course, I mean, we do have this little headline from the AP after the fact, noting that multiple Kavanaugh accusers come out after and admit they made up the whole thing. But there was a while there, and again, I want to stress this point, even people on the right, many of them said, you know, it does look bad. Let's just give in. Oh, it doesn't stop there. That was only number four. Number three, St. George Floyd. Now, I'm not here to discuss the details of this. George Floyd died. The officer was already put on trial. Officer Chauvin was already put on trial and found guilty, and now he's in prison. That's the way that goes. But I remember what happened in the wake of George Floyd's death, and I remember it very, very well. I remember that the entire system, again, including about 90% of the Republican Party, decided on a narrative because of a bad internet video in a situation no one knew the details on. Nobody. We watched a bad internet video and everybody decided that America was still the deep south of the 1950s and law enforcement universally was out patrolling the streets hunting for a black man to take down. Time after time after time after time, cities burned. We had idiot losers like that Senator Lankford, the Republican out of Oklahoma, talking about, wow, we really should change the name of military bases. We don't want to offend anyone. Everybody and their brother out there trying to be the king of the not racists. And of course, here's Attorney Ben Crump.
It was not the coronavirus pandemic that killed George Floyd. I want to make it clear on the record. Will Packard, it was that other pandemic that we're far too familiar with in America, that pandemic of racism and discrimination that killed George Floyd.
Racism and discrimination. I'm not trying to make Derek Chauvin or George Floyd out to be sympathetic figures. Frankly, I never really cared about either of them. But I will say this. Derek Chauvin, the officer who's since been convicted of that death, he had his entire life ripped apart by every single reporter in the United States of America. Every single one. Because, of course, he was public enemy number one. Do you know how much racism they found in his background? I mean, they talked to his ex-girlfriends. They talked to everybody, every social media post, everything. You know how much racism they found? Zero. Wrap your mind around that. Wrap your mind around all the death and destruction and misery that was spread after that. They have no idea that it was race-based at all. Even the current president of the United States of America had to jump on and had this to say.
Those 8 minutes and 46 seconds that took George Floyd's life opened the eyes of millions of Americans and millions of people around all over the world. It was the knee on the neck of justice, and it wouldn't be forgotten.
Knee on the neck of justice. Pour that gasoline on the fire, Mr. President. Oh, but that's only number three. Let's move on to number two. This one will bring back some memories. You see, Hillary Clinton was supposed to walk all over Donald Trump and coast to her election win. She just was. There's this vulgar barbarian saying uncomfortable things about the border. And of course, we have St. Hillary. She was Secretary of State and a senator, and her last name's Clinton. This should be a walk in the park. Hillary loses, of course. That was a great night. Hillary loses and immediately runs with Russia helped Trump win the election? Well, the media, they couldn't wrap their minds around a world where Donald Trump won either, so they immediately pile on. And of course it was Russia. It was Russia. We have all these headlines. There's a secret server. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. Did you know that Trump's a Russian agent? He's in the pocket of Putin. And Hillary Clinton and the system ran with this time and time and time again. And of course, Republicans who lack a spine, promptly decided, you know what, we need a special prosecutor to find out if this is the truth. Trump really might be a Russian agent. I'm uncomfortable. The media says he is. And soon we have Robert Mueller ripping apart everything in Trump's life for 2 years to investigate this entire thing, and the media insisting time and time and time and time again that he's a Russian agent and Russian this and Russian that. And at the end of it all, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, and I should mention before I move on to number one here, it is important for you to remember this. It is important for you to remember this. Robert Mueller, I had Republicans time and time again insist to me that he's just a civil servant out there doing good for America. He's not some partisan man. Robert Mueller, he knew 1 year into the investigation that Trump didn't collude with Russia. And instead of issuing a public, you know, statement saying that, chose to keep it quiet until after the midterm elections where the Democrats took back the House. But I was told it's just a humble civil servant, right? And last, certainly not least, coronavirus. Now, I know you remember. I remember a lot about coronavirus. I remember being one of the only ones on day one when someone suggested a lockdown saying, are you out of your mind? We don't even know what this is. You don't stop an economy ever. Let's deal with it as it goes. This is a bad idea. Don't do this. And you know what the entire system told you? The entire system. 99% of the Republicans and everyone else, what did they tell you? Well, they all told you this.
What you're talking about is our 15 days to stop the spread initiative. If we can get America to all pitch in for the next 15 days, we can flatten the curve, which is a term that you've been hearing a lot, not overwhelm our healthcare systems.
That's a surge of cases, so you need to stretch it out.
Self-quarantine for 14 days.
Stay at home as much as possible.
Stay home.
Stay home.
Just stay home. Why are you worried? Just 14, 15 days, just stay home, right? It's not going to go on any longer than that. Well, of course, tell that to the kids, some of whom still aren't back in school. We have parents out there. I've seen them. I know you've seen them in the airports and other places with kids that are like 5 and 6 years old, have plastic gloves on and masks and face shields. And you still have people driving around in their cars by themselves with a mask on. We are trillions, and I mean trillions, more in debt since the end of this thing. Our economy is absolutely in tatters. There's still a commercial real estate crisis coming. And after that will be a banking crisis as the commercial real estate market closes. Crashes, I guess I should say. Oh, inflation. Oh, what did you think that was from? Did you really think you could just press pause on an economy and fire up the printing press by the trillion and not have dire consequences? But they told you 15 days to slow the spread. They told you coronavirus would slaughter millions of Americans by July. I remember that. I remember it well. Don't believe anything they say. None of what you see is real. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now, there's a barmaid there, good-looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? Usually my drink was, give me a Kettle One martini, 3 olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink, the guys come in, I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down. But you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
You know what else will make you uncomfortable? If the worst happens and you're out and someone draws a weapon and starts shooting at people, or maybe shooting at you, and you go to draw your weapon and the holster breaks off your belt and comes with it. It's happened to me. By the grace of God, it was on the range, but it has happened. It happens because people spend all this money and time on training and safety and ammo and the right weapon, and then spend 50 cents on a big box hunting store holster that's been mass produced in China. Go take the time, get a custom holster from Northwest Retention Systems. Every piece of my gear comes from nwretention.com. nwretention.com. Use the promo code Jesse when you go there. That gets you 10% off. All right, we got a great show for you tonight. We got Mark Meadow. You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. Oh, that's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off. Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out. We'll be back. I swear I love having this guy on. Not just because obviously he always has something smart to say. He knows all the inside stuff, but because he has a title for everything. I want to know what Mark Meadows has on his business card. He's obviously former congressman, former chief of staff for the president of the United States, you know, little things like that, and also senior partner at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Congressman, if I had that many titles of cool things, I'd have all of them on my business card just to be obnoxious.
Hey, listen, if I could get your name and put it on my business card, I'd do it today, but it's great to be back with you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Everybody and their brother gets you on, and I've done it before, too, and they ask about Donald Trump and is he running, is he not running, as if somebody's going to be able to announce that this early. So I'll set that aside for now. I will simply ask this. The former president, what's his relationship with the guy who's clearly the number two in that field right now, Ron DeSantis? I understand publicly they're friends, they're friendly. I've never heard otherwise from any of my people, but those are also two alphas in the same room, and you know how that can go sometimes. What is their relationship?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Their relationship is actually very good. Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, and I are friends, but he knows that my loyalty is to President Donald Trump and has been and will continue to be until President Trump decides whether he's in or out. You and I have talked about this before. Honestly, I think he's more in than he's out. And yet at the same time, Governor DeSantis is trying to get out there to make sure that he understands that he's not running away from Donald Trump. I thought it was curious the other day where a Trump DeSantis ticket was trending on Twitter. But I can also say that Governor DeSantis continues to reach out, continues to talk about the America First agenda. So I don't see a conflict at all. I've talked to, I talked to both of them pretty much every day or every other day or so, and I can tell you that there's not any conflict between the two of them. That is a great question because a lot of people are asking that, actually. And Ron DeSantis is all focused on getting reelected as governor, and any talk about him running for president will certainly only be made after President Trump decides whether he's in or out.
Perfect. What everybody wanted to hear. All right. What's the food like as chief of staff in the White House? And I really want to know, do you have, like, I know they have chefs and stuff in there. Do you get the ability to go in and say, hey, give me a Meadows burger or something?
Yeah, there was no burger named after me there, I'm afraid, when I was chief of staff. I will say this, the mess downstairs, our wonderful Navy men and women do a great job. But the biggest misnomer is that you get that stuff for free. Actually, I got a bill every month from the mess when you get it. So you pay for it personally. There's no free ride, at least not under a Trump administration. There was no free ride. And I can tell you that the food was good. Salads are great. Burgers are good. But any time that you get to dine with at the White House mess, it's a great day. But dining with the president in his little private dining room is actually better. That's a privilege that I got to enjoy, and he gets a little bit better service than most of the other people did.
I imagine he does. I imagine he doesn't have to wait for a refill on his Diet Coke or whatever he drinks. All right.
Now he just hits Dr. Fauci. He hits a little red button and it comes in, boom, it just magically appears. So it was something else.
Of course, that's the best thing ever. All right, Dr. Fauci, he's had a rough couple days. Obviously, have not been big fans on this show. I'm not asking you to opine on him personally one way or the other. But, I mean, look, Congressman, these emails don't look good. They look like a man who, I don't want to say lied, but a man who chose to avoid the uncomfortable truths, if that's fair, and push comfortable truths instead. And what bothers me most is we have all this carnage economically, and instead I get a book tour for this guy. How am I supposed to merge those worlds?
Well, you can't merge those when he's doing a book tour and making money off of a pandemic, when actually he probably would have been better suited including those emails and briefings to President Trump at that particular time. And I can tell you, it's time for some real hearings on Capitol Hill. Let people like Jim Jordan and others like him that are willing to grill Dr. Fauci, whether it's him or Senator Kennedy or Senator Rand Paul, all of them know how to actually ask the piercing questions. But I think for many of us and for your viewers here today, when you start reading these emails, for Dr. Fauci to come out and make such declaratory statements against what President Trump and Secretary Pompeo were saying at the time, we can tell that it seems like the whole Biden administration is in a cover-up mode. It looks like they have plenty to cover up, and it's a sad day for America, sad day for Dr. Fauci. You know, this is... This is more off base than his pitch, pitch with the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, that's a fact. Was it boring being a congressman? I remember one time I had to go back and I had to meet with Congressman Trent Franks about something, and I had to sit in one of his hearings, and he had some boring doctor going on about something, and he was sitting there, and he was struggling to not nod off, and I thought to myself, this looks worse than school.
Hey, listen, it was never boring for me. I actually had the privilege of serving on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee with people like Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan. And so every day was a new day. And what you have to do is do your research. I can tell you, on some of those committees, and some of those committees like Trent Franks was on and others, it would be rather boring. For me, I wanted to be in the action. I think we all have to make sure that we hold our government accountable, regardless of who's in the White House. And yet, we're finding Democrats are playing defense for their own team right now instead of having real hearings.
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, I want to play this little clip of Jen Psaki for you here.
On the JBS hack, these hackers based in Russia have disrupted American gas supplies and American meat supplies. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that these ransomware attacks have been rising since President Biden took office?
Well, first, I would say these are private sector entities who have a responsibility to put in place measures to protect their own cybersecurity. As it relates to why criminal actors are taking actions against private sector entities, I don't think I'm the right one to speak to that.
So total coincidence.
I think you could certainly go track down those cyber criminals in Russia and have a good chat with them.
Okay. If you have any leads, we'll take that.
Okay.
Congressman?
You know, it's interesting. You know, when you look at that, I think she didn't say she was going to circle back and get him an answer. So that answer is actually worse than the circle back answer. Listen, we didn't see this under President Trump. I can tell you the reason we didn't see it is because he was willing to hold Russia and other countries accountable. And if it happened on their watch, nothing happens in that private world in Russia without Russia actually giving at least a wink and a nod. And so the reason it's happening is because we see weakness at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as it relates to China, as it relates to Russia. And what does Russia get in exchange for all of this? Well, they got a waiver on the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 deal so that they could have a pipeline to serve their fossil fuel interests. You know, it's beyond me when you see Jen up there suggesting that this is only a private act. It's going to happen more and more unless they take a firmer stand in this Biden administration.
Well, I can certainly see Joe Biden fired up and digging into this issue any moment. Congressman, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Great to be with you. Take care.
We need good people. We got to have good people. We got to have people like Mark Meadows back in there. It's why I'm a lifetime member of Mammoth Nation. I mean, that's why. Yes, I love the discounts. When you become a member of Mammoth Nation, you get to save some money. You get discounts on travel and shopping and telehealth and wireless, all kinds of things. And I like that. But the truth is, I'm a lifetime member because it's a way for me to give back without actually having to track down every candidate myself because they're doing the work for me. You want to do something about what's going on? Go become a member.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me drinks. Hey, what would you like? Usually my drink was give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
MammothNation.com/Jesse. That's MammothNation.com/Jesse. We'll be back. This guy might be my favorite person to talk to. He always has an interesting take on things. I swear, he's like an encyclopedia for political knowledge, especially when it comes to California stuff. Joining me now, my friend John Phillips of course, the great John Phillips Show on KABC in Los Angeles. John, Cori Bush. Obviously, she has some idiotic thing. It turns out she spent over $30,000 on her own security, despite all the defund the police stuff. So, okay, she's a huge hypocrite. That's what communists are. I'm not surprised by that. What I am surprised by is how many of these radical nutjob young Democrats there are now. Are they the future?
Well, for the Democratic Party, they certainly are. It's amazing how many people we have in government who believe in rules for thee, but not for me. I remember when George W. Bush was president, was pushing for amnesty. He didn't want a wall around the country, but he was perfectly happy having one around the White House. The old school Democrats that we think of, the people with the lunch pails and the hard hats who work on the pipelines and in blue collar professions, those people are all Republicans now. So the types of people that they're replacing them with are the left of the left of the left of the left, the woke crowd. And they're not only the voters of the current modern Democratic Party, they're the electeds. The Nancy Pelosi's of the world, who people like you and I think of as being the lunatic fringe, are really the moderates in that caucus now. And now you've got people like the Squad who are now creating all the noise.
Okay, well, then I have to ask an uncomfortable question because I assume you're right. I mean, all that rings true. Joe Biden's president. So, okay, we got the blue collar guys. Who did we lose? Or is the country just moved left?
Well, he's the figurehead of the coalition. I mean, Joe Biden ran as being the moderate in the field, but you look how he's governing. It's not blue-collar moderate Joe Biden that's governing. It's all of the people who are calling the shots, the Kamala Harris's, the Susan Rice's of the world. Those people have the power, and politically speaking, they're aligned with the squad.
Okay, I've heard time and time again about the people around Joe Biden, and frankly, this is a bit worrisome, that they genuinely don't care about the new hack job or gas prices or the border or anything else. These are Obama's ideologues, and all they care about is cramming through as much of their agenda as possible. They don't even care about the next election because they know they'll just go right back to CNN when they're done.
That's right. They don't care. They're ideological crusaders. And in the case of Joe Biden, by the way, it's not an agenda. It's a bucket list. So let's get the terminology straight. but they have 4 years where they essentially have free reign to do whatever it is that they want. When some other coherent Democrat comes along the line and becomes the nominee or the president, they're going to have their own agenda. They're going to have their own ideas. Right now, they have an empty vessel that has all the levers of government and not really much in terms of what he wants to do. He is entirely being co-opted by the fringe group.
Okay, what happens then when Joe Biden retires? I obviously not wishing any harm on the man. When Joe Biden retires and they escort him out the back door to go, you know, sit with a blankie on and eat Werther's Originals in Florida, and Kamala Harris steps in. Now, Kamala Harris is an extremely ambitious, horribly lacking charisma human being, and nobody finds her appealing at all, but she's not an empty vessel. Does she jump in and take control, or does she jump in and just do what she's told like Joe does?
Well, she's not going to do what she's told. By the way, when Joe Biden leaves the White House, he's not going to need Werther's Originals. The only thing he's going to need is for someone to mow above him once a week. In terms of Kamala Harris, she essentially occupies a lot of the same space as Hillary Clinton. Her negatives are very, very high. You look at her compared to Joe Biden right now, her numbers are awful. They're upside down, in part because she's an unlikable sort of personality. But what's the main policy initiative that he's given her so far? The border. What's the most chaotic aspect of the Biden administration so far? The border. If she is the Democratic nominee, she would absolutely have all of the faults of Hillary Clinton, but she wouldn't have the Hillary Clinton brand name. People like Bill Clinton. People voted for him twice. She wouldn't have any of those associations, and she would be ripe for the pickings for a Ron DeSantis or a Donald Trump or someone like that.
Okay, well, I do have to ask, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but how'd she get elected in the first place? I mean, this is a woman who rose to serious prominence in by far the most powerful state in the United States of America. She's not appointed to these positions. She won elections. How did that get elected in California?
Well, she is whatever she has to be. She is not like the squad, and she's not a blue dog. When she ran for district attorney of San Francisco, she ran to the right of the incumbent Democrat, who was a complete left-wing loon. When she ran for attorney general of California, she ran as a tough-on-crime sort of candidate, a prosecutor. When she ran for the U.S. Senate, she ran to the left of Loretta Sanchez, who was the Democrat from Orange County, who was her challenger. And she saw the political winds shifting in California, so she just moved along with them. When she runs for president, you're not going to be able to pin her down ideologically. She will do and say whatever Democrats are doing and saying at that moment in time.
Oh, good. Well, at least she stands for something. But speaking of Nancy Pelosi, I do have a little video I want to show you, John.
Sure.
What's the word that comes to mind when I say retirement?
What's that?
Exactly.
All right, John, I have to ask, just not as a Republican or Democrat, just a couple dudes talking. I'll be honest, I'm as ambitious as the next guy. You know, I'm right here on the first to be the biggest show in America and all that. That's fine. But there's going to become a time when I just want to retire and go away. I want to go play golf and fish, and I want to bounce my grandkids on my knee, and I don't need this. You're Nancy Pelosi. You're worth over $100 million. You're fine. You're 9,000 years old. Why do these people get there and want to stay there. What am I missing? Am I missing something or is she missing something?
They're addicted to the game. They can't leave the game. Think about just the nuts and bolts. Take the ideology out, take the power out, take all of that out. Just think about the BS that's associated with that job. She's got to sit on a plane from California to Washington, D.C., an 80-something-year-old woman, every single week. She's got to speak at all the Rotary Club functions, all the Lions Club functions. She's got to sit in the parade. She's at the food bank today handing out food. When you're 82 years old, is that how you want to be spending your time? I don't. I want to be sitting in my pool with a cocktail talking about all the stuff I did 45 years ago. But she doesn't have those impulses. And there are people that you see. I mean, look at some of these ball players that are still around. Albert Pujols was one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game. He is way past his prime, and he's doing it for the paycheck. And the fact that he is addicted to the sport, he's addicted to performing in front of a crowd. And it just gets to a point to where these people cannot leave it behind. They don't have the ability to do that.
Is it, I mean, maybe I'm looking too much into it. Is it because they don't have something else? Is that it? Is there no thing they want to go do? Is it just as simple as that? They're worried about being done with the only thing they've ever known?
It is the only thing she's ever known. But don't forget, her dad was the mayor of Baltimore and really ran the political machine in Baltimore, was a congressman from that area. Her brother was the mayor and congressman from Baltimore. She grew up in a family where politics was the business. That's all she knows. That's all she's ever done. Before she became an elected, she was a fundraiser for the Democratic Party. That's her world. That's her life. That's all of her friends. Her best friend, Sally Burton, was the congresswoman before her who died and anointed Nancy Pelosi to be the congresswoman from San Francisco. If you take away that position from her, you take away that woman's identity.
John Phillips of the John Phillips Show. Thank you so much, my man.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I want you to understand this. Home title lock is not something that law enforcement has a handle on. Or home title theft is not something law enforcement has a handle on. That's the reason I got home title lock. Law enforcement doesn't have this stopped. Yeah, they're chasing down some guys after the fact, after you're already wiped out. Take it from them.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Don't go through that. And don't bank on the cops to stop it. Go get home title lock. They'll detect any tampering and stop it now. And you can have 30 days for free. Free! Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the code RADIO. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code RADIO. We'll be back.
Not today, but I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
It's funny. Remember, you know, let me just pause for just a brief moment here. I'm not going to take a long time on this. I just want to refresh your memory on something, because my favorite thing in the world is what? I mean, you know, I'm a sociopath and a bad person, and I don't have any passions or hobbies. I live for one thing. And that one thing is being right and being able to say, I told you so, like an extremely immature person, which I am. Remember when Joe Biden handed Kamala Harris the border issue right when it was all the news, right? Oh, everybody's flooding the border. By the way, they're still flooding the border. The media just stopped talking about it. But right when it was all the news, Joe Biden went out there and gave a public, you know, public statement. We need our best people on the job. And that's why I'm giving it to Kamala Harris. And you remember what I said? Remember what I said when he did that? I came right here in front of the camera and I told you, this is a political jab at Kamala from the Biden people. Why? because he's taken the big pockmark of his administration. He's taken the big problem and he dropped it in her lap. And I told you this was going to cause a political rift because Kamala Harris is nothing if not ambition. This is a woman who will quite literally do anything to succeed and get ahead. She's not going to let Joe Biden and some petty political squabble bring her down. And I told you this was coming, right? Well, here it is.
She's focused on everything from governance to climate change to tackling food insecurity in these countries to really get at what is causing these people to surge to the border. Of course, corruption, gang violence, all of this is within her remit. But she has wanted to emphasize both internally and publicly, frankly. Her team has come out and said publicly, look, we do not own the issues at the border.
Oh, is that a fact? Who told you that was coming? There's no way a ruthless, ambitious person like Kamala Harris is going to allow Joe Biden to saddle her with his scandals. I told you so. Gosh, that feels good. All right. Now, I'm not going to lecture you. I would never lecture you about dipping tobacco. What right do I have? Not on top of being a bad person, I dipped for years. It started when I was a teenager, all through my time in the Marine Corps, just years. All I'm going to say is this. You already know it's probably something you should set aside. It's difficult to do that. Go get some help. No, you don't have to go sit down with a shrink and tell him about your mommy issues. Go buy some Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's Mint Chew is tobacco-free and it's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. But it's dip. 11 different flavors of long cut, 4 different flavors of the CBD pouches. Go put that dip in your lip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 20% off. We'll be back. All right, it's time to lighten the mood. Nobody knows what it's like being super tall. Well, here's what it's like. I've been there, bro. I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.